Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me today, and if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast, and my website is www.jbsba.com, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And this week's feature article is all about home-based businesses. It's about this being Home-Based Business Week, by the way, which it is, and I want to congratulate all home-based business owners on their accomplishments and on their aspirations and their dreams. Keep the dream working and just don't give up and keep seeking excellence. Alan Friedman is our guest. He's one of our old, long-time members of our Brain Sisters. I shouldn't call him old because he's not really old, but he's been around a long time, around our show a long time. He's the president of the Computer Language Company and the author of Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. Alan, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
It's good. You don't mind me calling you old friend, do you?
An old friend? I hope you do.
Well, you know, I got to be careful with the ladies. You know, they get a little touchy when I call them old friends. I have to say we've known each other for a long time. You know, since they were like children or something like that.
Well, how long have we known each other?
I don't know, but probably about 5 years or so.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it seems longer than that, though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. By the way, you can congratulate me. This October is our 25th year in home business.
Congratulations. Yeah, that's right. You are a home-based business. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is a classic example. Alan's business is a classic example, Alan, of what I said in my article. I don't know exactly about the first part, but there are two things over the last 25 years, Alan, that I've said that have converged to make home-based businesses not only acceptable, you know, in society, but also successful. And one of them is the illusion, the official death of the illusion that there was ever any such thing called job security. And number two is technology.
That's right. Well, the technology is what made it all happen. I mean, that is what changed this country. Going back 25, 30 years, most definitely. I think it's quite extraordinary. I would love to know. I don't know the exact number. Do you, Jim? How many home businesses there are?
Yeah, over 20,000. Over 20 million.
20 million.
Over 20 million.
What about in the rest of the world?
Well, I don't know about the rest of the world, but now here's the thing, though. See, that number is probably is very conservative because there are lots and lots of people out there who are running little part-time home-based businesses that nobody even knows about. I mean, you know what I mean? They know about it and their customers know about it, but they're not really on the radar screen yet. And there's probably millions of those out there.
Huh. Could be.
But you mentioned, obviously technology made it possible, and we're going to get into that in just a minute, some of the technology that you actually can use to be successful in a home-based business. But also, Alan, but before that could happen, you and I both know that 25 years ago, when you told people you were working out of your house, people looked at you like you had an extra head or something.
Well, actually, it was a secret. We kept it a secret.
Okay, but you're making my point. You didn't want to tell anybody. But the thing is now when you tell people you have a 25-year home-based business, you know, they look at you like, wow, you're really a cool guy. Of course, they don't know that you. They don't know that you're really cool. You'd be really cool even if you didn't have a home-based business.
Thanks.
But the thing is, back to the technology. In the last 25 years, technology has become more bite-sized in applications and in hardware, and it's become more incrementally priced for us little guys, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's leveled the playing field. I've said that for decades now, that it really has leveled the playing field. And, you know, when you call up a company these days, you don't know the size of the company anymore. You go to a website, mm-hmm. You know, you don't. The only time you know how big a website is when you try to contact them and you realize there's nobody there to contact. A website can be designed so slick if it looks like Hewlett-Packard or IBM. I mean, it can be world-class design, and you don't have a single idea that there's nobody running it.
In cyberspace, folks, you can be on Fifth Avenue, the Fifth Avenue equivalent in New York City. You can be in that real estate in cyberspace, and actually do that in a competitive way, in a way that you could never do it as a small business on Earth.
That's true.
And I want to talk about this some more when we come back after these messages, Alan. We've got to take a quick break and sell some things. And when we do, Alan Friedman and I are going to talk some more about how you can use technology to grow your small business, especially if it's home-based. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Talking just the other day, and they said you were gonna put me on a shelf. But let me tell you, I got some news for you.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a good time with our good friend Alan Friedman, the author of Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. And let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, Ken Dalecki is going to be here. He's sitting in for Joan Pride, who's on vacation. And Ken is with Kiplinger Editors. And we're going to talk about what Kiplinger has to say this week about what's going on in the world. Let's get back to Alan Friedman. Alan, I have 16.3 in front of me. Is that the new the newest version?
16.4 will be out in a few days.
Okay, so that is the newest one that's available. So I'm pretty much up to date, folks. And I never want to get very far away from my Computer Desktop Encyclopedia because it's available. It's available by CD, and also it's still in the on the bookshelves in book form, right, with a CD in the back.
Yes, it is. That's a 2001 book, however.
Right, and that is. That's on bookshelves, Computer Desktop Encyclopedia, or they can subscribe. They can order a CD from your website, or go online too, right? Or download it. Can they download it from your website?
No, they can't download the CD.
They have to get the CD. Okay, tell us where the location is.
Computerlanguage.com.
Computerlanguage.com. Check that out when you get a chance, and make sure you ask for 16.4 this time. And by the way, folks, you can order them one at a time, or you can buy a subscription. Isn't that right, Alan? Quarterly subscription. Okay, let's get back into our discussion about technology, especially for the home-based business. You know, Alan, I said that for millennia, I've written this week, for millennia, most everybody made their living under the same roof where they did their living. It's only been in the last 100 or so years that that most people left their home or the farm and went to work somewhere else. This is a recent phenomenon that's actually regressing. I mean, we're actually going away from that. More and more people these days are staying home to work rather than go. And so I think we're sort of, you know, regressing, sort of like alloys, you know, revert back to their basic elements. I think that's what we're doing. I think human beings are reverting back to our basic elements, which is to live and work under our roof.
Well, I don't think there's anything better. I don't think anybody can aspire for anything better. It makes sense. All the commuting that we do in this country is just ridiculous. Hours and hours and hours of driving and training, and it's unbelievable.
Well, obviously, everybody can't do it, and we understand that, folks, and we're not saying that. But the thing is, though, is I will say this to you, and that is that every day that goes by, the culture and the tools are increasing and are moving more and more toward people being able to work. And I'm not going to say from home, Alan, because I think that's a little too limiting in the 21st century. I'm going to say wherever you are.
Correct.
That's the way. To me, that's the words to use. Is where do you work? Wherever I want to work.
That's right. Well, you know, the next killer app is video conferencing. It's taken forever to get here, and it's still not really here, but it is starting to come. And I think in the next couple of years, I'd say within the next 5 years, when it really takes off entirely and it becomes ubiquitous, and you can do video conferencing on your cell phone as well as any computer, I think you're going to see it. that's going to be a sea change, definitely.
I agree with you. I've been saying that, too, for a while, because here's how I've said that, Alan, that terrorism is not the greatest enemy of the travel and the hospitality industry. Technology is.
That's correct. That will be over the next decade.
Over the next decade. And if you're wondering whether anybody agrees with Alan and me, take a note of what Boeing has done over the last few years. They literally moved their headquarters from Seattle to Chicago to disconnect the leadership of that company from being so vertical with the airline industry, and they're moving more towards other technologies, including space travel, including space work, and other technologies. Yes, they still make planes. Yes, they're still developing new planes, but that's not all their focus now. And they're moving more and more away from that.
You're going to see that definitely. I don't know about airline stocks for the next 10 years. You better be careful.
Well, it's, you know, the airline companies have had it tough. It's been a tough
they
couple
have.
Of years. There's no question about it. Things that they didn't deserve to have happen to them. But that has nothing to do. That really is unrelated to what we're talking about, isn't it?
No, it is unrelated. They're just getting it from both sides.
Yeah. But, I mean, think about this, Alan. You know, one of the things that I try to get people to do is to look beyond their little horizons in their backyards and in their towns and counties and even in their region of their state or their state. Look beyond all that and look out over the ocean. Look around the world, because, Alan, the day is coming in our lifetime. If you and I live to be the normal life expectancy, well within our lifetime, people in your little hometown will be doing business face-to-face, a virtual face-to-face meetings on a regular basis, like they were picking up the phone with people in China.
Oh, I believe that. I definitely believe that. How's your Chinese?
Well, it's not too good. and let me tell you something.
I guess we better start practicing.
Well, no, you're right. Exactly right. I mean, that's the thing that Americans. Now, the good news is for Americans, is that English is the international language of business.
That is true.
But at the same time, the more we rely on that, and the less we try to learn anything about what the other countries around the world, their cultures, their beliefs, their practices, and their language, by not learning any of those things, that's how we perpetuate the ugly American thing that's out there. And it can be real, but it doesn't have to be. You don't have to be perpetuating it. Quick break. We'll be right back with Alan Friedman. He's the author of Computer Desktop Encyclopedia, 25-year home-based business. 10 till. Stay with us. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Alan, the coolest thing, Alan Friedman, folks, is our guest and our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. Wouldn't even want to try to do without him. He's the author of the Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. I really encourage you to check that out and subscribe to his at least once a year, get this CD. This guy, what is it, over 10,000 definitions?
17,000.
17,000. Sorry, I'm sorry, I'm underestimated it there. 17,000 computer and telecom, right? Telecommunications terms.
Absolutely.
Technology, computers, anything you want to know. If you want to know the word, what a word means or a term means, Alan's program works, and it just really works great. And it not only definitions, but you have diagrams too, don't you, graphics?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, over 2,500 images.
Yeah, so check that out when you get a chance, folks. That's it. That's at computerlearning.com?
Computerlanguage.com.
I'm sorry, computerlanguage.com, folks.
Don't give
them
our competitor's address now.
Don't listen to me. Computerlanguage.com. Okay, Alan, you mentioned killer apps a minute ago, and you talked about the teleconferencing, which I completely agree with you. I just think that that's something that people need to be paying attention to. But there's one more killer app out there that's actually happening even as we speak, and has been really for some time, but it's really emerging with more and more applications and more power, and that is Wi-Fi, wireless fidelity, the ability to be wireless online with your computer. That's, to me, going to be a more ubiquitous killer app than even the at least before the teleconferencing. Alan, what do you think?
Well, that's happening now.
Yeah,
it's wireless is really an extension. I mean, you know, you got to understand that because wireless is sort of a newer thing, it gets all the buzz, but it's really nothing more than an extension of the whole communication system. So when
right.
we get video conferencing, we better make sure that our wireless is fast enough to accommodate it.
Right.
So that has to keep up. It's the transport. And it's
mm-hmm.
the killer app, I think, is still the video, going to be. The wireless right now is hot because it's everybody's starting to move away from the fixed landline and being able to walk around anywhere and everywhere and on the street and get internet access from your car practically.
Right. Well, that is coming, right? I mean, that technology is actually there. It just isn't available that much. But the day is coming very soon when you'll be able to drive down the highway and be online in your computer.
That's right. You can surf the web while you're driving. Now imagine how many car crashes we'll have then.
Well, it's going to make me want to get a driver so I can work while I'm driving.
That's right. Maybe the chauffeur business will go up.
Yeah, and folks, you might want to buy stock in limousines because I think maybe when wireless fidelity is available all over the planet, maybe people will have more limousines.
But you know, with all these things, Jim, you should still constantly keep encouraging your audience to get a website if they don't have one. A lot of people don't. A lot of people still think, well, why do I need one? And I keep telling everybody, you know, if you're a chiropractor in a city and you think, well, why would I want a website that reaches the world? You know, people are going to type in chiropractor north side today if they live on the north side and they want a chiropractor.
Right.
And a lot of people don't realize it. That if you're looking to boost, if you don't want to boost business, if business is already at your peak, that's another story. But if you're trying to increase business, I don't think there's a less expensive way to do this.
Well, and people, folks, don't never underestimate the power of Google.
Mm-hmm. That's
Google
right.
is an incredible
right.
resource that people are using. Google has become a verb, hasn't it?
It is.
I'm going to Google this person. And,
that's right.
And they put your name in there. They put, as he said, chiropractor on the west side of Palm Beach, Florida, whatever that
that's
might
right.
be. And well, that's West Palm Beach, isn't it? But anyway, the thing is that then your name pops up along with maybe all your competitors. But I mean, it's amazing to me how many subscribers I get to my newsletter, Alan.
Maybe not your competitors.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe not. But the thing is it amazes me how many people find me and subscribe to my newsletter. And when we ask them, "How did you find us?" they say Google.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That has become a verb.
And so if you're not out there, so Google can find you. Then basically what you said is, I don't want to be in the phone book.
That's
to
right.
me, not having a website is tantamount to saying, I don't want to be in the phone book.
That's the way to put it.
Yeah. Alan, good
Can't
job
say
today.
That enough.
You're the best. Congratulations on your silver anniversary of being a home-based business, and I'm already looking forward to your golden anniversary. What do you think? Let's do that show. What do you think?
Absolutely.
We're making a pact right now on your golden anniversary of your home-based business. You and I are right here.
That's a deal.
Thanks, Alan. Say hi to Alma.
Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.